He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live and totally in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 659. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I will definitely try to answer all my email. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram. That's @gadgetprofessor. We'd love to see you over there. What do I do there? Well, I post all kinds of videography and photography as I travel around the world, showing you all kinds of cool stuff. A quick show for you today. I have a couple appointments that I'm actually not going to make, but I'm going to try. So we will do a quick Gadget Professor show this week. And without further ado, we will go right into the gadget of the day. And that really is the Energy Cube. This thing is amazing. I got a brand new one here to show you. This is called Move Speed Energy Cube. Why would you want this? Well, it has a smashing 700,000 milliamp power supply, very high capacity, 22.5 watts, as a matter of fact. It's got PD 3.0 fast charging, large power boink. That's what happens when you try to rush. Loud power boink. Anyway, a large power bank. It has four outputs, two inputs, LED display, USB battery pack. This is great for camping, hiking, power outages. If you're going on a trip and you want to make sure you have a lot of juice to back up, this is the puppy for it. It's on sale for $79, usually $100. I, as always, of course, went to dealnews.com and was able to pick this up for like $35. I jumped on it, but after seeing one of it, I actually ordered another one, which we'll see here, because it's worth it. So you're going to get 70,000. Now, remember, I always say don't buy a power supply less than 10,000 milliamps. I've even changed that now to 20,000 because the power consumption of all your iPhones and pads and all that stuff take a lot of juice these days. So I picked that recommendation up from a minimum of 10,000 to 20,000. This is 70,000. So it says here it will charge all these different things. Your iPhone 8, it will charge 24 times. iPhone 14, 60 times. Your iPad Pro, 4 times. And the Samsung 22, it will charge it 11 times. So as you can see here, the requirements for power and all these new devices that you're seeing today is substantial, way up from what it used to be. This will charge up to four devices at the same time, which I love, very important. It will also use up the power four times faster. Remember, the more juice you suck out of it, the less juice it's going to have to charge. But you can charge your wife's phone and your friend's phone and your phone or your tablet all at the same time with 70,000 milliamps. You got a lot of juice there. This is a car-grade battery, so this is not your typical hunky-junky cell. This is a heavy-duty baby and very well-made. And as I said, it's a great supply to bring all around with you. This says you can use it for 24 days. Well, you probably can, but of course it depends upon what you're charging. So let that be what it is. Great device. Let's open it up. Let's see what we got here. Let me see if I can find my my camera. In addition to being in a rush, nothing in this studio, I mean nothing, is working. Let's see here. Hey, there we go. Something actually works. So this is the device. It's heavy. It's probably about 2 pounds, I would guess, maybe 3 pounds. It's a very heavy box. So I am going to get my faithful razor. And at the rate I'm going, hopefully I won't cut myself today. And I'm going to close my razor here because, like I said, today is one of those days, D-A-Z-E, and we're going to pull the cellophane off this little puppy. There we go. And on the box itself, it's got all kinds of things that it's going to tell you. This is overcurrent protection, so you're never going to burn this out. It has one power protection, so that means if you're plugging this into the wall or whatever to charge it, it won't short out. It has overcharge protection. You can't overcharge something. It's got, what's it say here, point magnetic feed production. I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, it's got all these things. It's protective. Remember that. And here it gives you a detailed description of the specifications in Chinese. So I know that's important to everybody. Also, if you want to do the English version, you can do that. It's going to charge tablets, mobile phones, hi-fi players, cameras, digital cameras, yada, yada, yada. So let's just open it up. Again, it's heavy. And here we go. And we're going to pop this out. And yet another box. And let's open this one up. And now we're going to flip it over so we get it upright and pull it out of the tray. Voila! There it is. And also in the box, can't forget our beautiful instruction pamphlet. Very clear, pictorial. Even I can understand how to use it. And here's your Chinese authentic certificate. All right, let's pop this baby out. And it's not something you're going to carry in your pocket. Trust me. And this is it. We're going to pull the cellophane off. It has a nice carrying strap. You can literally whack someone and kill them with this. It's heavy. Not for the faint of heart. Nothing really on the sides or the back. Everything, functionality speaking, is on the front. So right here you have a power switch, which I think you can see here. This is going to be an indicator. Here's your micro USB, your Type-C, USB A1, USB A2, and USB A3. So you're covered for literally all kinds of charging things with whatever wires you have. It shows you here that the indicator will show you there's, I think, six stripes here, that it's fully charged. Let's turn it on. Again, as you saw, it was right out of the package. So I'm going to turn this on. I'm holding it for 1, 2, 3 seconds, and it is dead. So I've got, there we go, 54%. 54% charge. So I am going to have to charge this up. Now, oddly enough, there's no cable on this whatsoever. So I'm assuming, actually, I'll take a peek at the instructions. One of these leads is going to be, or maybe it's any one of those leads, will be used to charge it up. So let me see here. I'm looking at the instruction booklet, and I don't see it clearly where you're going to juice this up, which is really odd for this type of device. I have not charged the other one up either, so I am not sure where that input actually is. Let's see here. I'm looking. I don't see where it indicates that. Here we go. Charging the power bank, connect the USB end of the charging cable to the charging device and the other end to the C. So that answers that. You want to charge this up here through the C port. Now, why it doesn't have a charge sign here is beyond me. That's real sloppy. I would assume that these, I know for a fact that these all go back to the main power source. So it wouldn't surprise me if you could use any one of these ports to charge this up. However, as I'm looking this over, it doesn't say what power it wants to charge it up. Am I charging it from a wall charger? Am I charging it from some other device? After connection is complete, the mobile supply will automatically start charging, and the current and power will draw, and the status indicator light will show you what it's on. So I'm going to assume, and it shame on them for not putting a wire in here to charge it, or instructions specifically showing you how to charge it. But there's no other input jack on this, so it's telling me to charge through this. I'm assuming I can use a heavy-duty charger to charge this. I'm going to charge it up, or try to charge it up, and I'm going to charge the other one up and see what happens here. And I'll let you know what I find out. But I would imagine if you're using a small milliamp charger, it's not going to do it. Or if you're connecting it to your laptop to try to charge this, it might take a couple years. So I will do some further investigation on this, and I will get back to you next week. I should have taken the time to charge this up beforehand, but again, I'm in a brutal rush today, and I'm not even going to do any apps of the day. I apologize for that. So let me plug this into a charger. Actually, I think I'm going to wait till I get back tonight, because at the rate things are going today, it's one of those days, D-A-Z-E, when like everything I touch, everything is not working. It's very frustrating. I'm looking actually at the computer board here right now to do a switch on this, and that's blinking red. So rough day today. No matter what I touch, it breaks. And you have those days. I have them all the time. I haven't had one in a while. So I'm way overdue. When I turned the computer on, it didn't work. I got that to work. And then my switching system throughout this computer, throughout the video station studio here, nothing worked. My switcher didn't work. Blah, blah, blah. And it's 12:38 now here in Arizona, 95 degrees outside. I got to get out there very shortly. It's heating up. And it's just one of those days where I would just like to not be in the studio and take a day off, because my ADD is out of control. Yada, dada, dada. You get the picture. I will come back later on, charge this up, because if I charge it now, at the rate I'm going, I will have the wrong charger in this, and I will burn the house down. I don't want to do that. So I will see everybody next week. Hopefully, I will be more stabilized, and the ADD will be under control, as well as the rest of me, and we'll make it up with a lot of apps. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.